Iris DeMent is back, the singer originally from Arkansas, whose heartfelt songs in the 90s, like Our Town, made such a strong impression. She is back with her first album of original material since 1996 called Sing the Delta. Her last release in 2004, Lifeline, was an album of reimagined gospel songs. With 16 years between albums, I asked DeMent about when in that period these songs were written.
About four or five of them I wrote this past year. One of them I wrote back in 98. And then there's a handful of them that I had pieces of that I just couldn't complete for whatever reason. And they just kind of came together year by year. Over the last year, the last four or five I wrote, that's the first time I really felt like in all this time, like I had a bunch of songs that I could care enough about to get myself out of the house and go around the country and talk to people like you about. It's hard for me to talk about things I don't care about. And I finally got to that point, and I feel really close to these songs and like they have a job to do.
Well, talking about this Southern feel, can you tell a little bit about how Sing the Delta came about, which I understand has to do with the Arkansas Delta?
Well, yeah, I think anybody who listens to it, it could be wherever home is, you know, north, south, or wherever. But for me, it's that region of the country. You know, my family moved out to California when I was three, and I was the last of 14 kids, and my parents were, you know, in their 50s when they moved to California. So I very much have, even though I grew up in the West, which I you know, have no complaints about. I had lots of great, cool experiences. But as far as where my heart came out of and my sense of my place in this world, it came from my family, and they came from that part of the country, the South, and it just has permanently impacted me. It's where my music comes from. It's where what I care about the most comes from. The Delta, you asked me where that song came from. You know, that had a lot to do with my mom, who at that time, she passed away just last August, and that was, she was starting to kind of sink down a little bit and show some signs of, you know, possibly not being around a whole lot longer. Something about the thought of losing her, just it made me real aware of that place that I came from and all the love that came from all of that. And so that song kind of grew out of that.
What was it like for you moving with that culture intact in your family to California? Were there other folks from the same region there in California at the same time where you moved?
Yeah, you know, my parents, they moved to Long Beach when we first went out there, and then they found a little house in Orange County. And my mom and dad managed to find a church, Norwalk First Pentecostal Church of God, that was pastored by a man who came from the little town of Cardwell, where my dad was from, Cardwell, Missouri. They basically recreated their world, and the church was full of people from Arkansas and Missouri, and they were transplants back, you know, in the 60s, early 60s. That's what California was made of, you know, people who came from somewhere else. But the music was exactly, you know, like where they came from, the food. I mean, you went home after church on Sunday and had fried chicken, mashed potatoes, and gravy and sat around and sang church songs and then went back to church Sunday night and did the same thing. So I grew up, I don't know, I was a multicultural child, I guess. So, you know, it all rubbed off on me, but the music and the soul of the thing is came very much from my parents and the love that they came out of and they passed on to me.
Do you think your piano playing is affected by piano playing from the church?
It's right out of the church.
I thought so.
You know, I never had piano lessons, and I, you know, my piano players were, you know, the church piano players, who also happened to be half the time my sisters and my brother. And I just seemed to migrate back to where it came from in the first place for me, and it's out of the church.
It sounds great on this record. Iris DeMent is our guest, and we're talking about the new music on her new album called Sing the Delta. Can you do that one we've been talking about?
I sure can. So you're heading down a southern way.
Ooh. Iris Dement live from Iowa today, and that is the title track of Sing the Delta. You can take the singer, the musician, out of the South, but you cannot take the South out of the singer. I'm sitting there listening to you, and I'm thinking about, I'm thinking about people like Ray Charles or even Randy Newman, right? Piano-playing singers and songwriters. And, you know, he's I spent all that time in New Orleans, and that's in his piano playing and everything. So it's really interesting. Can we geographically move to California for a bit? Because you've got a wonderful song about your mother on here, and you always write, you write a lot about your mom. But you have a song about your dad here, and what was it, what happened to him when you all made that move? I mean, if you're the youngest of 14, he had a bunch of kids at home, and what did he do?
Well, what brought us out to California, a year or two, I guess, before I was born, my parents sold the farm and they moved into town, a town of Paragould there in Arkansas. And my dad took a factory job. He worked at the Emerson electric plant. The conditions were pretty rough, and my dad and a couple of other guys decided to stage what my mom and them called a wildcat strike. They were striking for better conditions and, you know, to get out of having to do things like work two shifts, work 10 hours, and have your boss tell you you got to work 10 more. So my dad went on strike for a solid year with 10 kids at home. He stood on the picket line, and although I don't remember it, it's pretty safe to say, and I've heard enough stories, you know, my family just about sunk. But I'm really proud of my dad for that stand that he took. Sadly, the union didn't come to Paragould, to the Emerson plant. So my dad came home one day off the picket line. He told my mom, May, pack me a bag. I'm going out to California with a couple other guys. I'm going to look for work. Soon after, he called, and my brother moved the last bunch of us in the station wagon out to California. So my dad took a job out there at the Movieland Wax Museum, which nowadays would mean starving if you had that many kids at home. But they were very wise with money, and times were a little bit different. And so my parents managed to survive. And we had a really good life. We had people around us who colored our lives and filled it with a lot of love and a lot of craziness. And we had the music, you know. So I don't know. I don't think California suburbia was my dad's dream come true, but, you know, he wanted to survive and see his children survive, and he managed that quite well, and I very much respect him and I'm grateful to have come from him.
Well, you've got a song that that sets him at the Wax Museum. Do you think he liked the job, or was that just not really?
No, I don't think my dad liked the job. He used to have to clean the swan pond, you know, and get it, put on these waders and go, you know. I don't have to get to tell you what the swan pond was like. No, it was not his dream job, you know.
Now, how did the song about him come about?
Well, you know, songs are so funny. I have songs I just, you know, people ask me that. I just draw a total blank. I don't know how they came about. Some of them just follow the sky. But that one, I think I did set out to write and to tell a little bit of my dad's story. And I was doing that. And somewhere along the way, Aretha Franklin just showed up in the room. And, you know, it was kind of, I thought, well, sheesh, you know, you two, this doesn't go together. And I'm talking about my dad. What are you doing here? And then later I just realized, well, I'm talking about two people who've kept me afloat, you know, who inspire me, make me want to keep going. And, you know, two different ways, but her musically and my dad and, you know, like the everyday life, you know, getting up and going to work and keeping me fed. And feeling safe. And so I felt like they fit, and I left them there together. And as far as I can tell, they seem pretty happy. So,
and a great couple it is. Can you do that one?
Yeah, I can.
Thank you. my daddy works at the Movie Land Wax Museum. He was the guy who kept the cobwebs off Sophia Loren. Every morning at 5, he'd get up and go to work. Wearing his name across the pocket of his shirt. My mother told me out back of that place there was a shed. And every chance he could, he'd slip out there and bow his head. While he was praying, I was up the road at school. My name was presented to that God that he was talking to. And if that ain't love, this mountain's just a hill.
Iris DeMent live on the World Cafe today, and If That Ain't Love, another one of the songs that appears on the new album, Sing the Delta, the album of new songs that's been 16 years in the making. Iris, it's kind of funny. On one of these songs, you have a a verse about how I wore pretty dresses and twisted my hair and I sang my heart out in songs, good or bad. I'd done my best. Kind of looking back, and it made me kind of see this album as kind of a post-music biz career album in a way, and a little more organic in that way.
Well, you would think so, but I feel like I really never got into the music biz. You know, I've always just kind of skirted around on the edges, and I don't know that it's so much music biz, as you say, it's just I'm 51 now, you know, kind of looking back on a little bit of where I came from.
I wanted to talk a little about religion because throughout all your songs, and the ones we're doing today, the church and praying and all this comes in, and yet I feel like even with your upbringing, you're a little outside that kind of religion looking in. How would you describe your spiritual place?
I left the church when I was 17, and I was pretty deep into it. Sounds silly, but the preacher once told me I had to wear nylons to sing in the choir, and that was a pivotal point for me. It just, I was right at that age that, you know, I was really starting to question things, and I just couldn't buy that one, and I quit the choir over it. But I can remember sitting out in the audience and watching the choir, which I just loved. I mean, from my time I was five on, I lived for the day that I could join the choir, you know. I'd follow my sister's choir practice, just dreaming of getting in there. So it was a big deal for me to quit. But I remember looking at everybody up there on the stage singing and starting to realize that I was a little on the outside. Life was steering me somewhere else, and it was a scary time that I didn't welcome. But as time has gone on, what I've worked at doing, and I think I've achieved, is I've kept what was true and good and pretty universal, and I've tossed out the things that weren't working for me. So I sleep good at night.
Well, there's a song on here, it's actually one of my favorites on the record, that kind of points to certainly some of the things you were just talking about, which was Mama Was Always Telling Her Truth.
Yep.
What a great song. Did you write this after she died, or was it been around for
a while? No, I wrote that maybe 4 or 5 years ago. I remember singing that for her on her 90th birthday. She died at 93, and she told her truth on her facial expressions when she was listening to it. There was a line or two where I got the familiar scowl, but I think overall she saw herself. She was honest. She couldn't help herself. My husband says, my mom couldn't lie if she had to. That's a quality about her that made life difficult sometimes, but it also was a great gift that she gave to us. She's gone, and I know her, and it's like she's not gone now because of that. She was so present. It's a wonderful thing to have from a person.
So she was scowling at some lines. Did she smile at any?
Yeah. Well, she asked me later for if I would please send her the words, and that was how I knew she liked it.
So you can do that one. I love this one. Mama Was Always Telling Her Truth.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, who doesn't like a song about him, you know? You'd have to be crazy. Even if there is a line or two, you'd have to pretend you didn't hear. Okay.
Well, my mama, she was always telling her truth. Times were hard, and that's how she made it through. When it came to her feelings, wasn't no back burner on the stove. Someone or something would go wrong, and she might start yelling or crying. If you didn't know better, you'd think that one of us was dying. That was mama, and she just told her truth. I would sit in the church house right there beside her. Mama would move and the Spirit would guide her, waving her hands up to heaven, singing her tune. But if the preacher said something and she didn't like it, her head would go to shake and she just would not hide it. That was Mama and she just told her truth. When I was a kid, coming in from school. I said, Mama, I'm so worried something will happen to you. And if you die, oh, Mama, what am I gonna do? She said, Iris, just because I'm older than you, don't be so sure you won't go before I do. That was Mama, and she just told the truth. It was my mama who taught me that I could tell my truth. And sometimes it's all that I can do. Looking in from the outside, it may not seem like much. But I'll tell you now, if that's what you're thinking, your truth can be the difference between swimming and sinking. I thank my mama for telling me her truth. Whether if she was sad, she'd take you to. Wasn't a lot of traveling she didn't do. Right there in that little house was a bigger world than I will ever see. Some people liked it, some people didn't. Some of what she said she may never be forgiven. That was Mama, and she just told her truth. Life with my mama could sometimes be a rough road. She could say something and blood would pour from my soul. But I wouldn't trade 1 mile of this journey me and her have been on. 'Cause I loved my mama like I never loved another. Long as I live, there will be no one above her. And I know my mama, 'cause she told me her truth. Life as I know it can be a little confusing. I don't know the difference between winning and losing. Every time I find a line that I can walk on, it slips from view. When it all goes dark and I start losing vision, I just think about her and I know just what I'm missing. I gotta go back to telling my truth. Was my mom who taught me that I could tell my truth. And sometimes it's all that I can do. Looking in from the outside, it may not seem like so much. But I'll tell you now, if that's what you're thinking, your truth can be the difference between swimming and sinking. I thank my mama for telling me her truth.
Mama was always telling her truth. Iris, thanks for spending some time with us today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I really enjoy your show. It's good to be here.
Iris DeMent, our guest, and she's back with a new album called Sing the Delta, and we shall be back in a moment here on the World Cafe.